This is a Florida Georgia Line Wednesday afternoon with Andy Muir. A few of the songs you'll know. A lot of them, for me anyway, I don't know, but apparently very popular in the modern country scene. Rachel Halder from Thriving Southland, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, Andy. I'm well. How are you keeping?
Yeah, keeping pretty good. Bit of a situation going out there on farm. We just can't ignore it at the moment. How are you guys at Thriving Southland through your work for catchment groups? What's the situation like?
Different, but I guess driving's still only young, so we're kind of going with all the humps and hollows of what the industry's going through. But touch wood, we still seem to be really busy, and it's really cool to see the catchment groups coming together in probably a less traditional way than they would normally do, and still submitting lots of projects. So exciting stuff in the pipeline for sure.
Yeah, tell us about what's been happening lately with Thriving Southland and the catchment groups.
We've basically been watching from a distance as such, so we haven't been so much on farm or out and about in the community as, you know, Southland goes through its big sort of COVID stint at the moment. But, you know, we're watching these catchment groups give it a go in a different way, and, hey, they can't run loads of field days like they normally would this time of year. So they're looking into projects, science, people, information, trying to come up with solutions and, you know, give something new a go, which is exactly what we're all about at Thriving, is trying to support these guys and what they want to do. We've got some projects underway already that are taking shape. So the Beyond Regulation project on the Matara catchment, which is with New Zealand Land and Water Science, about the nitrous oxide layer. So pretty high-level stuff, but exciting for the Matara catchment to have that information and that resource available to them.
So you're still doing meetings of the catchment group, at the moment, considering the current situation?
Oh, each catchment group's taking this, you know, their own way. So they have got some field days happening at the moment, which is awesome. And everybody's, you know, we're putting a little bit back on the people who attend. We're holding everything outdoors to the best of our ability and, you know, making sure we keep everyone safe and healthy as, you know, as much as we can. But giving people the opportunity to get out on farm and, you know, get out and see something different and talk to their friends, neighbours, and make sure everyone's staying connected, because there's so much change out there. We really want to make sure people don't feel like they're the only ones who are feeling a little lost or confused, because it's hard to keep up at the moment.
Because that's the big thing at the moment, isn't it? People can feel ostracised so easily. You can tell it around Gore, especially in the last month or so. There hasn't been the traffic there's normally been. It's starting to build up now. But for instance, on one street there, Eric Street, one of the busiest streets, through streets, I suppose you could say, just off the main drag here, for Gore anyway. I mean, three cars were on the street, but I mean, that was for their lunch hour, and people weren't sure what was going on. But as we go through this process, as we go through these, the Prime Minister saying, you know, we're going back into a bit more of normality today, then people can understand that there is light at the end of a tunnel, as such a way to speak.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess that's what's cool about the groups, is you can do so much remotely now as well. And some of the bigger projects, like the ACE project, have got four different work streams underway that have a lot of water to go under the bridge. They've got a lot of data to collect. They've got a lot of information to process at the moment. So we are working with them and pumping out some wicked cool resources. So if anyone is interested in what ACE has been up to, go on the website, thrivingsouthland.co.nz, or the Facebook page for ACE, and check it out. They've been getting some water quality results out now for the first 6 months of their testing. They've started their future farming work stream, which is all about using Overseer and Farmax to model mitigations. They've got farm plan modules being produced. So lots of fabulous stuff coming out of some of these bigger projects, and also some of the other catchment groups have released their extension side of their findings from the winter grazing trials and some of the oat trials. So if you, hopefully when we get a nice rainy day, we'll have lots to read and lots to look at, that's for sure.
Yeah, a couple of things Thriving Southland's working on as well. Years ago, we talked about it quite a bit this week regarding the drought shout that Jamie Mackay did back in the day here at Hokanui. But maybe something in the pipeline to maybe kind of relive those drought shout days that Thriving Southland's involved with. Tell us a little bit about this. What's the thinking?
Yeah, so there is as we've sort of alluded to, a bit happening out there, and, you know, the lack of rain definitely doesn't help people feel great. So quite a number of catchment groups have come up with the idea that they'd love to get everybody together and basically chew the fat, have a bit of chill out time, catch up with those that they haven't seen before, and effectively enjoy each other's company in the wonderful community we live in. So we're in the process of planning a number of events around Southland that we hope to get, you know, get you a few beers and a barbecue on some awesome sponsors that we have here in Southland, and to really just rally the support and show that Southland's an awesome place to live and the community around it's pretty cool. So keep an eye out, because we hope to have that information all sorted by the end of the week. And that is tomorrow. So we've got some phone calls to make today, but yeah. It's looking like it'll be next week and the following week, and we'd love to get a whole bunch of sponsors together, get our communities together, and just really celebrate the good things that are going on, but, you know, acknowledge that times are tough and there is support out there if you need it.
Well, Rachel, I've got some good news for you. There's actually 2 days left in the week. It's only Wednesday.
Well, that is good. I've been losing my days there.
Yeah, but yeah, like we say, there'll be more details about this release next week, but it's in the planning stage, and there is something in the pipeline across the province as well, so definitely something to keep an eye out for. So, hey, Rachel, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon on The Muster, and we'll speak again.
Sounds good, Andy. Thank you.
Rachel Halder there from Thriving Southland. Yeah, like in the pipeworks, a couple of refreshments being put on, barbecue, etc., at various places around the province. It's still in the decision-making stage as to how this is going to work, but Thriving Southland and a few others are on board with this. And as we know more information about this, we will let you know as well. As we go to